The iron ore of northern Michigan has fueled industrial development in the U.S. and beyond for more than a century and a half. The mighty ships that transport iron ore today are 1,000 feet long and can hold nearly 60,000 tons of ore pellets. It takes many skilled workers to build these ships and keep them seaworthy. From 1979 to 1985, photographer Jim Brozek worked the repair docks of Milwaukee Harbor's Jones Island with camera at the ready. Working alongside the crews, Brozek was able to capture these men and their work in candid and dramatic ways. Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters is the multimedia exhibit currently at the MSU Museum. Peter Worf met with curator and MSU School of Human Resources and Labor Relations Associate Professor John Beck to take a quick tour and discuss Brozek's powerful photos.
Jim, for a number of years, from the late 70s into the mid-80s, would work in a variety of different settings and would take his camera with him. So he was both a worker, but also a worker photographer. So he worked on the repair of lake boats during the winter season in Milwaukee Harbor on Jones Island. And he was working side by side with other boat repairmen. And he would, in this exhibit, you'll see pictures of his co-workers. You'll see pictures of them working on the ships. And many of those workers are just dwarfed by these gigantic ore boats that they're welding. They're doing various kinds of refinishing work on the hull. And they really are just captivating black and white photographs by Brozek.
There are about two dozen of them. Can we look at a couple of them now that we were looking at and commenting on a little bit earlier? I think you called this one here one of the first that you see when you walk into the exhibit cathedral-like.
Well, what I find the scale of many of these photographs, because of the fact that when you think of the great kind of architecture that we're used to, whether it be cathedrals or other kinds of buildings, lake boats in their same way have that same majesty. This one, which is called Behemoths, really is of two parked side by side, and you have the workers walking on the ice between them. The one over here is an interior shot that actually is almost religious in its own way, with this one ray of light coming down into the hold of the ship where a worker is working. And it just it gives you a kind of a sense both of activity and of work, but also of relative calm and a kind of an interaction with the elements. I think Brozek's work is interesting because a lot of it is really focused on his co-workers often being playful with each other on the job, and yet so much of it is also about what I would really think of is the ability of a photographer to capture wonderful lines and angles and everything else. He has a great eye, and I think that the fact that they're all black and whites, I think, really adds to the dramatic effect of this.
I'm speaking with John Beck here at the MSU Museum. We're looking at the exhibit, Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters. Can we take apart sunlight here just a little bit? I'm not a photographer at all, but there's a breadth and depth to sunlight here that, a height and a length that is almost cathedral-like, beams suggesting columns here. There's almost kind of a nave-like quality to the inside of the ship. And then, as you said, you have sunlight streaming down from up above like you would in a cathedral. It has that scale almost.
None of us, for the most part, unless you're in the shoes of a man like James Brozek, is going to be spending time inside the hull, inside the hold, where normally it would be full of, in this case, say, taconite or iron ore. And in that way, it's a glimpse into a world that we cannot see, that chances are we will never experience. But through his experienced eye, we get both that look into that, but we also get what you're really, I think, bringing up, which is it has a certain metaphoric quality so that we can understand things this is like other things that we might know, so that we can kind of project onto it that cathedral quality and other things.
Right. From that large scale to the very human scale, and you mentioned the camaraderie between Jim Brozek and his workers, there's a really just a funny goofing around shot here with him and some of his coworkers, his buddies.
There's actually a number of goofing around shots. In this one, which is Think Safety, you have a worker who seems to about to be, in effect, hit with a grinder on his helmet, and he's wide-eyed at the prospect. The beautiful thing about this is it does show that camaraderie. I mean, the one thing that people on the job, they have to really depend on each other in terms of the sharing of responsibility for safety, the sharing of skills, the sharing of work, of actual labor on the job, that they're able to make sure that they're working together so that the work goes along well. And you know, it's how are you going to get through the day? Sometimes it's with that humor, but it's always going to be about that camaraderie.
But there's immensity and power going on here. There's some fun and playfulness. There's always, in some of these images, danger and grime going on too.
Well, by its very nature, you know, ore boats are not exactly what one would think of as clean environments. So as these guys are working on them in winter repair, you're still going to have a good amount of ore dust. You're still going to have a good amount of grease and everything else that comes with the territory. But the interesting thing is that we're trying to reflect in this exhibit the broad scale of the kinds of occupations all taken together that have kind of the responsibility and the impact on our ability to actually ship iron ore across the Great Lakes and frankly out into the oceans. So that the iron ore really starts in the mines, it goes through the loading docks, it is on the ships with the sailors. Ultimately, all of those waterfront communities not only have the actual ore handlers at either end of the, both putting it in and taking it back out, but all the different shopkeepers, all the other people who have been part and parcel of, frankly, keeping this industry going. And to a great degree, we really want this exhibit to be in homage to all of those different workers that are somewhere along the chain of making it possible to have an iron ore trade here in the Great Lakes.
John Beck at the MSU Museum with Iron Hulls and Turbulent Waters, right now at the MSU Museum. John, thanks a lot.
Great, thank you. Thank you for coming, and I look forward to having everybody in the gallery.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.